Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Hugh, whenever I go over to France for a nice vacation, one of the first things I do is I run over to the Carrefour or the Hyper-U, this local supermarket, and I go nuts in the wine section. And where I gravitate toward is the Loire Valley wines, because they are delicious wines, usually really good values, and perfect for a vacation.
One of the things that I like so much about the Loire Valley wines is that it's one of the most varietally diverse regions in all of France. I mean, you've got Sauvignon Blanc, you've got Muscadet, you've got a little Pinot Noir, you've got Cabernet Franc,
Chenin Blanc.
And the wines just run a huge, broad diversity of styles. I had a chance to sit down with our friend Frank Agostini of Frank's Signature Selections, and here's a bunch of, I think, quite good value wines from the Loire Valley that he's got out under his Frank's Signature Selection label. Mm-hmm. To just get started, Domaine des Herbages, it's a 2013 Loire Valley unoaked Chardonnay. You like this one.
I thought it was a lovely wine. It tasted like Chardonnay, but it didn't have any of that clumsy oak.
Right.
Very, very graceful, easy drinking wine.
Right.
Nothing wrong with it.
And at $13?
I love it.
I thought maybe you might. There is one of the big grape varieties in the Loire Valley is Chenin Blanc. Probably its more famous iteration is called Vouvray. Mm-hmm. But there's another wine from there called Sommeur. And this is the Domaine de Saint-Just-Sommeur-les-Perrières. It's a Chenin Blanc. I like this one a lot. Pretty classic, green apple, melon, and citrus flavors with a wonderful brisk minerality and just a hint of honeysuckle. I mean, a great summer wine. At about $22 a bottle, I think this is something to consider.
Bone dry. I thought it was made for oysters. I mean, I really wanted a plate of oysters in front of me.
Well, I would agree with you there, although, you know what? Something else that plays well with oysters in my mind is Puy Fumé.
Oh, yeah.
Another wine from this area is 100% Sauvignon Blanc, and this is the Domaine Cédric Bardin, who is a really good producer. It's a 2014, a little on the pricier side at $27, but I still thought this was terrific. I loved about this because in addition to having sort of grapefruit and quince flavors, there was a hint of nectarine and some floral notes, which sort of surprised me. I like this a whole lot. And as I said, about $27. So you're entering Saturday night dinner white wine.
That's right. And there are some reds produced there, too.
There are some reds produced there. And one of the ones that I liked a lot, and I've liked this for years, is Domaine Guéron. It's a 2013 Chinon, which is 100% Cabernet Franc. Wonderful medium-bodied wine, black cherry with a little bit of a fig, sells for about $18, so this is not going to set you back much at all. And another one that comes from that same area, similar producer, Domaine Saint-Just, is a Sommeur Champigny, Yves Lambert designation, 100% Cabernet Franc. Now, you liked this one, as I recall.
I liked it a great deal, yeah. Cab Franc is a pastel portrait of Bordeaux.
That's a great way to put that. I totally agree.
And it's just lovely, and it's perfect for a summer evening. I like this wine very much for its lightness, its suppleness, the freshness of the fruit.
Yeah,
going on.
I would put a little tiny chill on this summer. Very perfumed. I like this one a lot. And then if you want to do something a little bit fun, there's also some sparkling wines you can get from the area. Chateau de Lorly is a nice Brut, méthode champenoise, just for enjoying 80% Chenin, 20% Chardonnay. There
We're
you have it.
Put all these on the website. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and you've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.